This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. Overall numbers of beef cattle in the United States remain historically low. The USDA published the latest cattle on feed report on Friday, but the report did not clear up the future of the cattle herd. Will contraction of the overall herd continue? We will hear more from USDA analyst Mike McConnell next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
The latest cattle on feed report from USDA shows that placements of cattle into feedlots last month was 7% below July placements a year ago. However, at the same time,
cattle inventories are still 1% higher than they were a year ago.
That is USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell. You might think that feedlot inventories would be smaller, but McConnell says there are several reasons why they are not, and beef production remains stable.
We have actually seen a fair amount of the pace of imports of live cattle coming from both Canada and Mexico.
McConnell says that producers have also been feeding cattle to produce heavier end weights.
And so what this means is that, you know, with additional weight per animal, that's actually offset a lot of those declines.
While the monthly cattle on feed reports can provide clues as to what will happen to the herd size in the future, July's report provides no clear answers as to whether herd size contraction will continue, says McConnell.
It's a little bit murky to make any indications right now about whether or not we're in an expansionary or continuing the contractionary phase. You know, we probably won't have a really good handle on that until we get the January 2025 cattle report to get a real good sense of where we are with overall inventories, not just the inventories of cattle and feedlots.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily news stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.